101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Glasgow, where our Prime Minister, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, spoke, he mentioned Stevie Gardner and Shaunae Miller-Rebo. And what he said with that, we had these two stars from around the world. And I tell you this, the Bahamas has about 400,000 people. And with all our challenges, with the hurricanes and all of that, we are great. Small country, great athletes. And on the 30th of November, Track World, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we had at the Nassau Musical Society a show in the current. And with the best of them, it was a Bahamian show. And I'd just like to mention somebody called, Adrian D'Aguilar, the upright bass. And also Wendy Lewis. And Wendy is married to a young man who sings very well. He sings very well. And we had an unbelievable show, And we see that we have Raina Jane. She is online and one of those people who, She is online and there were 382 people on the show. For your information, there are numerous persons listening and watching on various platforms. I appreciate each and every one of you. As we are on our way to the 500th episode of Track World, my co-host, on Guardian Radio 96.9, my co-host is Philippa Arnett, who is on her way to the show. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited Auerbach Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services. Freeman DeVoe is the CEO on Pairdale, and his business is oil and energy. Vaughn Culmer and Associates, Insurance Brokers Limited. I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for 41 years now. 41 years. I know it's 41 years because I got my card to be an agent on the 10th of November. Alexis is my daughter and my business partner. We are the team at the A team at Kalina. And Kalina has health and general insurance. And the number to call the show for me is for Alexis is 467-0372. My number is 432-9961. We're now going to take a break shortly, and we're going to be just going with the show. Thank you ever so much. I need to mention somebody who is involved with the Salvation Army. I saw her at City Market out west, and that's what they do. So I just need to mention her name. She is a Ferguson. My dear, I was trying to reach my good cousin, Marjorie, but Marjorie is with her grandson. So she'll be home in another week or so. So thank you ever so much. And Jackie Dane is watching. And thank you ever so much. And we will be back in a couple of minutes. And hopefully my co-host will be here.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years. His dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up a Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we do have our co-host, and I would just like to say that Jackie Dean and Trina Mars from Kalina, they are all watching the show, ladies and gentlemen. My co-host, how was your day? It looked like you had a busy day.
I sure did. I had a busy day, Alpheus, but I'm happy to be here. Good evening to everyone.
Okay. So let's Kermit, have you been able to connect? No? Okay. So what we'll do is we'll do the birthdays, please. Birthdays for this session. Number one, Carnetta Minus. Oh, she's about 2 weeks older than my sister. And then we're talking about Jeanette Surratt. She is the person in charge of Sunshine Insurance, in case you don't know that. And then Lyndon Dean, okay, an accountant. Devin Charlton has a birthday. Devin Charlton. And then we talk about Calvin Mingo. He is at First Caribbean out west. Ingrid Boyd. She works at, what's the name of the company, right next door. And then Cam Stewart. He was the president of the GB3A's president. And he would always go to the pen relays as an official. Then we talk about Anissa Forbes. That's the bride of Arnold Forbes. And on Friday, a lady is called Janice Cartwright. And then Kelowna Heaven is on the 4th. And a good friend of mine, I tell you his name, Pierce O'Callan. Pierce O'Callan. And he is the person that when I sold him the book in where we had the World Championships, next week he sent a note that he already finished the book. So I'm going to have another book coming out talking about not from Vancouver to Athens, from Vancouver to Tokyo 22. So that will be 60 years. That's what I'm talking about. And then you're talking about Samir Thompson. Samir Thompson and the Carol Woodside. We're just using these names because these names are people who have been involved in track and field. I understand that they had something at St. Augustine's. Yeah.
Yes, they did. It was a salute and a farewell for the principal, the present principal, Sonia Knowles.
Okay. And then
and I missed it as well.
You missed it.
Yes. Yeah,
you can't be everywhere.
No.
You have to earn a living.
Oh, my goodness.
Or you let me put it like this. You have to spend most of your time doing what takes care of you, your son.
Of course, and always giving back.
Yes.
And we are very happy for Ms. Knowles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then Clarice Roker. Many people have forgotten Clarice Roker. But Clarice at some point had the national record in the 800 and the 1500. And the 1500.
She lives somewhere in the Grove, right?
She lives more,
She's related to Mother Pratt. I think I met her.
Sunshine Drive also. Sunshine, and that area. Then Ralston Smith. He's been a client of mine forever and ever. He and his wife knows Dawn. And then, Carol Misovitz. Oh, man. She is the brother of Harry Munnings. You know Harry Munnings?
Of course. Yeah. Tim Munnings. Brother, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dr. Munnings.
Dr. Munnings.
That's right.
Yeah. And then we have a lady called Susan Stinson. Now, she's been passed for a long time, but her husband was the treasurer of the world body, of the IAF. And guess what?
Big role.
Guess what? An article that I did at that time was talking about the now president of the IAF. And somebody in Britain told me, why do I want to put that in a... and something that went all over the world. Because we want excitement in the election. The election used to be that you just come there, you do this, that,
you
and the next
down,
thing.
You vote exactly.
And no big thing. So then we get, this person has passed. We're talking about Austin Speedo Aubrey. Mm-hmm. He has passed. When Mike Sands came back from his, what do you call it? His punishment from Montreal.
Right. No,
Mike was working in Atlanta.
Bahamas, yeah.
And he was an integral part of those of us who went around the nation. I'm talking about the United States. Meet the coaches, mm-hmm. See how the athletes doing and everything else. So when Mike came, I said Mike was one of them, Chris Clark, and all of them, Neville Wilson, Jerry Wisdom, and all of that. Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity of really getting to know the coaches and the athletes. And then Rhonda McDonald, a client of mine forever and ever, amen. And then we just go one step further. My sister will be 91 on the 13th. When is the 13th?
Not far from here, I can tell you that.
Not.
Guess who's watching? Sandy Snow. Sandy Snow.
Sandy
is
Snow.
Watching.
Oh, right. Yes. Hello, Sandy.
Right. Claudine Thompson.
Oh, yes,
Jackie
yes.
Dane. Trina March. I haven't seen Trina in forever.
Yes, exactly. Trina just says she comes and does what she wants to do, what she wants to do, other than her work at the office. And then there's a young man that this upsets me so much, and his name is George Roden. He is a day younger than my sister, but nobody in Mika knows where George Roden is. He's a Jamaican, and he was on the team, the 4x4 team that beat the United States. How many times the United States ever got beat?
Not many.
Not many.
Not in the 4x4. Not many.
Not many. Not many. Not many at all.
No.
So that really is something else. So as we await connecting to Zoom, let's talk about some other things with regards to track and field. Oh, guess who I saw today?
Who's that?
Judson.
Oh my goodness! I see him almost every morning coming up.
On the bus.
Well, no, he must live out in the Weston area.
Lives out in the West, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I looked around. I say, "This you?" I say, "This you?" He say, "Yes, that's me." Mm-hmm. And I told him, he has a picture in the book, mm-hmm. and I say, "This you?" He said, "Yes, it's you." Mm-hmm. And I reminded him, in one of the races, somebody must have hit into him or whatever it is, and he retaliated.
Oh, my God.
You know, but there's many years since. You know, everybody has a past, you know, and a future, and a present, you know. Everybody. So let's talk about the World Championships.
Well, definitely, we're excited that as we have said before, it's going to be right in Eugene, Oregon next year. For those Bahamians listening who have never seen track on the big scene, like here at the World Relays, it's even bigger than the World Relays.
Yes.
It's going to be Eugene, Oregon next year. And if you haven't, even though there might not be seats, you just want to be in the presence
of,
and the excitement will overwhelm you. While we talk about World Championships and can't even top that, we want to invite persons as well out to the track on this weekend. There are trials this weekend out to the Sports Center on Friday and Saturday. And that should be exciting as well.
Okay.
The all-age youth trials.
That is good. Well,
correct.
I am dedicated. I don't go too many places, but I'm dedicated to ring the bell.
Okay.
For the Salvation Army.
My date is the 18th. I got the 18th.
Yeah, and we're going to be
the pilot club.
We're going to be at the Super Value out west. But I told them they need to have a chair for me to
mm-hmm.
sit.
Okay.
I can't stand up for 2 hours.
So we have to have all of Alfia's viewers and listeners out there. Where is that? At Super Value?
Super Value,
that's
yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Ringing the bell for the Red Cross.
The Red Cross.
That's right.
Yeah, you're doing it for the Red Cross, but it's for the Salvation Army.
Of course.
Salvation Army.
And
you know, they are so dedicated.
Yes, they are.
And because of the COVID and all of that, you know, the money isn't there. But hallelujah, praise the Lord, we're coming back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are coming. We have to come back.
That's right, day by day.
Yeah. So let's talk about the, what you call it now? The Omer, what the thing that man found in a small place in South Africa, okay?
No.
Oh, Lucretia.
Napper, exactly, is watching.
Very good, Lucretia. This fella is a doctor for regular people in a small place mm-hmm. in South Africa. So he has done a lot of research, unbelievable amount of research, and it's just unbelievable what he is able to do. But The South Africans are upset because they're the ones who found it. And then,
What did they find? What are we talking
about? We're talking about the virus.
Okay, gotcha.
The virus, yeah. They found it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the world want
to take it all from them and own it.
What they said is that they have sufficient of the, what you call,
vaccinations or?
But it's a question of how big the place is for people to deal with it.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one of the challenges. But I pray and hope that by next year, all of that is gone. Today, I decided to go to, I forget the name of the place now. It's right nearly opposite, you know where the, oh heavens, 700 wines and spirits?
And spirits, uh-huh.
Right there.
Where, which one?
The one near the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Okay, okay, right okay. Across the street.
Right across the...
Right on Shirley Street.
Opposite Dr. Harry Munning's office.
That is correct, yes.
And what I'm saying is that they have the mask. They say the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But going all the way up there. And
right.
I wanted to do that.
Okay.
And I am going to do that.
Okay.
And they talk about boosters and all of that. I don't know if we're going to get to boosters. But people coming from abroad...
Mm-hmm.
The way that they do, the ones who are now in Japan, Israel, and all of that, as they come up, the Britain is saying, "Hey, you can't come in." Or
yeah, there are some countries,
depending
France
on and
your
all
categories.
Of that.
Yeah, there are some countries that are not allowing different jurisdictions in and out of their fly zone and their areas.
Yeah.
So we have that issue too. We had persons who actually left from here going into Switzerland, and they had to take other routes to return back home, because coming from the Bahamas, we're in a category where, you know, we can't go into every fly zone. So
well, our Deputy Prime Minister is supposed to be in Zurich at this time.
I'm sure he would have got there.
Yes.
So some
and,
route,
and guess
the routing would have been right.
Guess who is not in the Bahamas?
What's that?
The Prime Minister. He is there with Motley.
Oh, okay, from Barbados.
Yeah, and what are they doing? They have themselves from Britain.
Yes, they have. And their head of state is also a female.
Yes.
I had a quick chat with Jules. You know, Jules is a gentleman that does the announcing a lot of times for Star Trackers.
Yes.
And who was our trainer who mentored me into the field of announcing at the Sports Center. I sent him a note today and he just laughed. He said they're very proud of what they've accomplished.
Well, of course.
So I'm sure there's many steps to take.
Okay.
But, yes.
So we're going to take a minute and see if we have the connection.
Okay.
Should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies. From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna perform. That is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell. COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
and gentlemen, we're back. We have Sheldon Saunders on, and we're talking about more than 460 people live now. Thank you ever so much. My co-host, are we ready to roll?
Well, we're still waiting to try to get the link, as you would have shared. So the show is yours until we get in contact with Claude.
Let's talk about Monaco, please.
Yes, I know Mrs. Sands is up in Monaco right now.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening? He is there for a meeting of, they always have a meeting at the end of the year in Monaco. And you are aware that they have the athletes of the year. And I know which one I think is the one.
Mm-hmm.
The hurdler, the 400-meter hurdler.
Oh, and many are saying that Yulima Roja of Venezuela, the triple jumper.
Yeah, but lady and... You know, there's lady and gentleman.
And gentlemen, of course.
Oh, Vanessa Colby is watching. Vanessa Colby, my good cousin from South Andrews. And you know, all of our cousins are good. The Andrews side and the Exuma side, Philippa. No, it's normally a great event in Monaco. And you know the person who is in charge of Monaco, his father's died, his mother's died. He comes, you know. So we're really looking for to be able to make this connection. Technical things. Yes. Okay. We talk about the World Championships again. The World Championships start on the 9th of September. And it's going to be in Eugene, Oregon. I've been to Eugene once, myself and Frank Pancho Rhyming, at an NC2A championships in Eugene. And I'm looking forward to going back to Eugene. I had seen the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene. You saw what kind of stadium they have, and it's really something else. And people talk about my friend, how do I call it, Lewis Johnson, and saying he is a U.S. man. Well, that's what they do. NBC is the person who has the rights, and people have to buy rights otherwise. And it is my belief that, this thing is going to be something else. They were talking as I was being chauffeured about how well this young lady will run. She was disqualified from the relay. And then they think that when we go to Eugene, she is going to be one of the best. I know a little bit about track and field, and I am nearly sure. I can bet that she is not going to be the one to run. And I don't need to even call her name. I was telling somebody that with a group like that, they have a ton of athletes who can run, and I don't know how she is going to win. So we wait and see. I understand that she has a jet that will take her anywhere she wants to go. And the other person who probably will be the female athlete of the year may be the Jamaican who set records, who set records for that triple jumper. You know, I am a triple jump freak. So she can run very, 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 I mean, jump very well. And you know that record has been around from Stuttgart, and Stuttgart is many, many years ago. So we think that she may be the one to win with regards to the Jamaican sprinter. But we are waiting to see what happens. And it will be a great competition in Eugene and in the Eugene area. What is the name of the the football team? They played last night. Russell, I think it's Wilson. They got beat last night also, by the way. But he is from that same the northwest from Eugene, Oregon. But there's going to be all kinds of excitement there. Looking forward to seeing the excitement. Really looking forward to that. Meanwhile, we are awaiting being able to connect with Zoom. And while we are mentioning that, I just as well do it. I like to leave it at the end, is that I have a number of people who have passed recently. One is none other than Sammy Chisholm. Oh, man, Sammy Chisholm was one of a kind, one of a kind. And then we're talking about Charles Christie. He is the person that I bought our property from, and he passed on Sunday. He happens to be the uncle of Perry Gladson Christie. And then we talk about Lee Elder. Lee was black golfer to play in the Masters. He died at 98. And in the name of the person, Stephen Sondheim. Okay. And he died at 91. I always listen to his music. What I do is go on television, and you're able to see the jazz things coming through. But what he did that most people know is send in the clouds. Send in the clouds. And they had something in New York really treating him as a giant. Stephen Sondheim, one of a kind. And I just pray that each and every one of them would rest in peace. All of us have to go. We're really looking at the possibility of Bahamians as we go further. The next World Championships will be in Budapest, Hungary. And then we also have the Olympic Games in Paris. And the head of the world body said something, and I said, I don't know if I could go there. A World Championships in Tokyo. A World Championships in Tokyo. So we're looking, I mean, he just threw that out. But the body, the world body has to agree on that. But I'm saying that Paris will be the place that we're looking at as for the next Olympic Games. And I think that, man, track and field. Remember, track and field is the queen of the sports. This queen of sports. And you see all these people doing this, and they cannot compare to track and field. The Olympics starts when track and field is started. Whoever you have running, the gymnasts, the wrestlers, the boxers, people concern themselves with track and field. And I pray to God that as many Bahamians as possible have the opportunity to go to, I'm saying, the World Championships in Eugene, the opportunity to have the world, the next World Championships in, what did I say now, Budapest. We've been there, I've been there about twice or three times in Budapest. And, well, it looks as though, my co-host, it looks as though,
Oh. On the line, Ken Brahman, Claudine Thompson, Sharmi Farrington, Austin.
Yes. She is run with the Bainhound Flyers. She's connected to Gordon Farrington, who used to run many years ago with the Pioneers. But we're talking about our man. He has been he's been on this show quite a number of times. And what he does is that he is either a manager of the Olympic team or manager of the World Championships team. And he says his job is to make sure that they're ready to go when the event starts. He's one of a kind. And I said he comes to the Bahamas every now and then. He went to Iowa State with my, both of them are triple jumpers. Both of them are triple jumpers.
Okay.
So, but he is very good as a manager for teams, whether it's the Olympic team or just the World Championships team.
Good stuff.
And it's really something else. So I don't want to predict anything, but it is my belief that Bahamians are going to do well in Eugene, number one. And as time goes on, we're going to see one or two Bahamians with world records.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes.
And as we talk, Alpheus, I also want to say a big shout-out to our Pan Am Under 23 games that
I wanted to hear about that.
That's right, yes. The athletes who are in Cali, Colombia. And while they're there, Taraj Hudson, he is one of Corrington Maycocks, one of the invites that you had. Correct. He celebrated his birthday. And then Sean and Mae Miller they celebrated 30 years of marriage
today.
Looks
like somebody is calling. Good evening.
A pleasure. Good evening, Hawkman.
Yes.
I guess you know this, Sparky.
Yeah, but be short, please. Be short, please.
But I know how you go.
You know how I go, so be short.
I know
be
you
short.
Go, especially when you hear the name Sparky.
Yes, I say.
I got the history. The Valley Boys, and I was catching a ride, trying to tell the police, get me home quick, so I could talk to Hawkman. And you just mentioned the name as I came over the hill close to my house.
Okay.
Sammy Chisholm.
I spoke about Sammy Chisholm.
Let me talk quick. Because you just talked with Sammy Chisholm as a Valley Boy.
I didn't say he
Sammy
was a Valley
Chisholm,
Boy.
Hold on, let me talk there. Give me a chance. Sammy Chisholm was a baseball player on Port Charlotte. Sammy Chisholm was a baseball player on Queen Elizabeth Sports Center. Sammy Chisholm, as you know, Hawkman, because we all from the Valley, was a Valley Boy from the beginner from 1958. Sammy Chisholm, Sammy Chisholm has passed away. And if you didn't mention Sammy Chisholm tonight, I would have, boy, you know, Hawkman, I would have never forgive you. Because we know Sammy Chisholm was a Valley boy from the heart, a baseball player. And sports world is not only about track and field. You got baseball, football, basketball, and everything. Sports world with Alfie Finlayson, the Hawkman.
Thank you so much, Sparky. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Yes.
So, Alfie, even though we've been trying to connect with Stephen Gardner's agent,
yes,
Claude at Amtrak, you know, what were some of the questions that you would have had for Claude that,
not for Claude.
But the expectations of Stephen Eugene.
Yeah, in general, we were talking about, I said, he needs to ensure that he keeps very close with his money.
Well, that's the job of an agent. An agent is there, and then the athlete.
Yes, but at the same time, the mm-hmm. athlete could have his thing, his family, and have Pastor Williams come. Pastor Williams has to go to Eugene, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Although he is not a coach, but he is the one who inspired.
But that's a personal choice of the athlete, though.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's why I say loud and clear.
Okay, that's a personal
loud
choice.
Loud and clear.
Right. So the agent would not have really any impact there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a personal choice.
And
of
his family. The only time I know about his family is when they came from the Olympics. And then I'm talking about now the coach or the motivational man. He said he was in Grand Bahama and he was able to listen to the thing on Grand Bahama. But he wasn't able to come at the event as they came from the airport. I understood. But Larry, and I don't know who the coach was. They mentioned it some years ago, but I don't know who the coach was. You may know.
Who's that for, Stephen?
For Stephen, yes.
Okay.
So that is good. You know, you can't do very much without a coach.
No, definitely.
As good as you are.
Well, you definitely need that support and that guidance. You need all the technical skills and the experience. So definitely, you know, we have to give kudos to his coaches and his whole entire team because at that professional level, you know, it's not just one person contributing to that success. So, you know, firsthand, it's of course the athlete putting in the hard work, showing up, doing whatever is necessary. But it is indeed those persons that are there to do the massages, to do the mental, you know, the mental conversations, the psychologists, all of that is, you know, plays a very, the nutriments, everything that they have to take, their daily eat, you know, their food plans, all of that. So all those persons, nutritionists, everything, that all plays. And so definitely, you know, kudos to all those persons that contribute to Stephen's success.
So, in terms of the world itself, the U.S. and U.S. in particular, because that's U.S. is the, you know, at that level. How do I put it? It can happen without a big team. It may be 20, it may be 10, maybe 15, or whatever it is. But the point is that you can't do it by yourself.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely
and
not.
And a part of your money goes to the agent and the other team.
Well, of course.
Yes.
But what it's done is, I think, I don't know how much it's changed, but I know definitely what's done is all of your earnings and everything is pretty much managed by the agent until at such time at maybe once or twice a year, it's distributed in a manner to where each percentage of what you agree to mm-hmm. in a contract with that plan or with
there
that,
is a contract.
Of course there's a contract mm-hmm. with whichever organization you go with. I think for him, he's under Claude's management. So all of that plays a role. And yes, Claude is that person. I think he entrusts his mm-hmm. his management to those other persons contributing to his success on that. And just talking about his coach is Gary Evans. You know, he trains out of Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's who he trains with right now. And obviously, whatever he's doing is doing a great job.
But that has been for about 3 years at least, eh? Or more?
I don't want to go on record saying for sure, but I know at one point he was training with, I think him and Shawnee were under the same coach. And I think then he might have moved to another. I'm not 100% certain, but whatever it is and whoever it is, he's doing an awesome job. You know, that team is doing an awesome job with Steven and his success right now.
Well, that is something else. Any final thoughts or what? No?
Well, definitely final thoughts. Like you say, I think your entire show, pretty much going into Eugene for next year, we're going to be, you know, pushing and hoping and praying for the success of all of our Bahamian athletes and some up-and-coming athletes that we know right now, some of them actually graduating out of college, and they will be at their prime as late season and for the trials.
Yes.
So we don't even know if someone might peek out.
But you remember the NC2As, there has to be a little flex in between. You can't have the NC2A this weekend, and the next weekend you're in Eugene, Oregon.
Well, of course, yes. But
that's important. We tend to forget that.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're in college, you're going to the NCAA. Yes, so you have no say. You definitely not, and particularly if you're a producing athlete.
Yes.
you cannot tell your coach that this is what you're going to do. So for the most part.
That's where the money comes from.
Of course. They're paying for your scholarship, and some of these scholarships are
$60,000
to $70,000, $80,000.
At the same time, it has changed.
It's changed.
The NCAA is for them to be able to get
in June.
To get money.
Right. Yeah. As of June, it changed to the point where athletes can now actually have sponsors and receive some form of of funds and salary, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, your obligation still is to the school.
Yes.
So either which way, and I think in most cases that really applies to your footwear. You know, so it doesn't negate your obligation to the college that you are participating for. Mm-hmm. So it's a means now of where you don't have to wait on that stipend when you go on a track, when you go to track meet, that's the only time most track athletes, get a little, sometimes to just go on a trip every weekend or to go to a meet every weekend, because that's how you get your little cash. But now athletes, as long as they can garner a sponsor of some sort or someone giving them some means of, you know, media attention or whatever. And we saw it at Battle for Atlantis and even the Bahama Hoops. A lot of the coaches, you remember, all of the basketball teams used to wear the same sneakers. They used to wear the school sneakers, whatever their sponsor was, Nike, Adidas. They wore all the same colors. They wore everything. This time, that changed. So a lot of the athletes were not wearing the same sneakers. And so you wonder, like, oh, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
And that's why.
Yeah.
So new window for athletes in the NCAA to make a couple dollars. Yeah. Because it is hard for athletes. And if people don't know, it is hard.
So, talking about Maycock, the performance in the event, we're looking forward to, as we said, some of Maycock's athletes to be able to be in Eugene, Oregon.
Very much so. Very much so. I know he said that some of them are pretty much still at a junior level. We know one of them just would have signed with Auburn, and that's Keyshawn. Mm-hmm. And excellent athlete. And I think
and the one who is now with not Auburn, with Henry Rule.
Correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do very well, for sure. For sure.
Well, let's continue to talk about it, because Eugene is the place to be.
Of course. You want to be there if you can make it there. If you know anyone in that area, you want to get there. If you can get to Seattle and just fly over, that's all. Just get to Seattle. It's only like a 30-minute, 20-minute flight over the mountains, and you're there.
Tim Munning says that the best route to take is to go to Seattle.
Of course, it is. Of course,
I'm going to take that route, me and Stanley Mitchell.
Well, I want to crack a joke on that. I remember traveling in college for a track, and I remember going to the NCAA for the first time for me and flying into Eugene. You know, when we were young, we used to go to Andras, to Mangrove Key, all the time to my Grammy and, you know, whatsoever. And the first time I actually walked on the tarmac in the U.S., because, you know, you're always just going. The first time I walked on the tarmac was flying into Seattle to get to Eugene. And we walked outside and we were going on a small plane. And some of the athletes started freaking out because they had never been on a small. Exactly. So it's very exciting. But yes, only a couple feet away, a couple miles away from Eugene. Yes. So you want to get there. And that's one route to take.
Well, let me say this. Next athlete, I guess if we can get this fixed.
I will make this happen for you next week, Alpheus.
You make it happen.
You give this to me.
I already talked to Alexis.
Okay.
And that's all she's. You'll do it.
We will make it happen, exactly. We'll send it to Claude. We'll send it to Claude and deal with the technician team. And they will get it done, for sure.
Well, we thank all of those people who are listening to the show. Thank the one and only Kermit Rhyming.
That's right.
A good foxel man, a good Catholic person, as I say.
Oh, that's
right. But nothing to do.
Don't you dare talk about my coach.
Oh, no. Pancho is my good friend. They said, I look like Pancho. I said, but Pancho is a little older than I am, but real good as an
athlete.
Looks
excellent for his age.
And a coach.
That's right.
So we thank everybody for watching, listening, and we'll see you next week.
Indeed.
Thank you ever so much.